Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Chargers got to get a win. Not want to lose the game. The
Bengals head home with a win. Their first of the year.
Colts lead 20-17.
We just didn't play good enough.
Pass is broken up and now intercepted. And the Colts are going to win this game.
The trainers are tending to two.
He's tough mentally, physically. I figured he's going to come back.
They take the lead for the first time today. It's a safety. The Bills have a pulse.
Every time I play the Bills, it's always crazy, bro.
They're running out of time. 1 second. That's it. Ball game.
A terrific leaping grab.
Second TD pass. He's been almost perfect. Buccaneers will go for two to try to tie this game. Incomplete pass. Tampa Bay Buccaneers fall short to the Green Bay Packers.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We are now on ESPNU, ESPN2, whatever it says ESPN. Here we are, including the app. Including the app. You can. Do you know about the app, Jay?
Good morning. I do. Good morning.
Lower Look at right us. Hand, the band's back together in the same place.
Lower right-hand corner, correct?
True.
Yes.
What else?
Tap it. Is it the third item down?
You click live more. Radio? It says more on the lower right-hand corner. Click it. You scroll down to live radio. Boom, we're right there.
There it is.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. What's going on, guys?
Glad you made it, Key.
Yeah, barely.
Glad you made it. Lightning and everything. What? You're the one that told the story. I'm just happy you're here.
I didn't want you to tell America the story, though, Jay.
Well, right. There's no shame in it.
Oh, no, there's no shame in it. I'm just glad y'all not crying today. That's what I care about. Long travel day, man. I'm working on about two. I'm working on two and a hook.
Ooh. Ooh. Two and a hook?
Two and a hook.
Jay, that means I know he's more familiar with gambling than yours. It means half.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm working about 2.5 hours of sleep.
You take the over under on
now,
that.
By the way, now the research is going to say Jay needs to learn more gambling.
I'm the degenerate here on the group, but yeah, that's fine.
So I was trying to do the math in my head a little while ago. So if I was up yesterday morning, which was Sunday morning, my son had a football game at 9 a.m., so I was up getting him ready at 7.
Okay.
So West Coast time.
West Coast time, yep. And I got 2.5 hours sleep, because I didn't sleep on the plane at all. So 2.5, because I was watching what I could watch on the games and stuff. So 2.5 hours of sleep from the time I woke up yesterday till today.
So yeah. 10 a.m. East Coast until, so you got 2.5 hours and 20 hours. That's not
21
enough.
21 and a hook hours.
But you know what it is? In our culture, it's like everyone's not
I'm
supposed
good,
to
though,
sleep.
I'm ready
There's
to
all
go.
This pressure. I only got 4 hours and everyone's like, oh, that's plenty of sleep. No, it's not, no, man. It's not enough. 2.5 is not enough.
No, but I'm good, though. I'm good. I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to talk Denver Broncos. I'm ready for Jay to continue to talk that the Miami Dolphins is going to match the 72 Miami Dolphins and go undefeated. And Tua certainly should start contract talks now to be the highest paid guy in the history of the National Football League.
Oh, you missed the real question. The headline today is, and I think it's safe to say at this point, it's a fair question, is Tua the greatest quarterback of all time, Jay?
Well, the headline isn't the Broncos because that game put me to sleep. Let's be honest.
Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of a nice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Yes, Broncos 11, Niners 10. What are the odds you get that score? 11-10 is an almost impossible score to hit.
It was 7-5. I was like, oh, well, maybe the Broncos will hit a two-run jack and get him tied up.
By the way, I did not think Jimmy G looked terrible in the first quarter and a half, something like that.
The most entertaining aspect of the game wasn't anything actually on the field with the exception of Jimmy G stepping out of bounds and Dan Orlovsky being there on the moment.
Yeah.
Jay on fire today. He said, Dan Orlovsky being there.
Well, I mean, that was the most entertaining aspect of the
that's
game.
That's the Orlovsky right there. He just stepped.
Right there. What are you talking about?
And he threw a pick, too.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. All these people who like make fun of Dan, people wish they could have a Dan Orlovsky moment. It means you play quarterback in the NFL. Look at this. Oh, okay. By the way, and then he throws what should be a pick six. Like, what's he doing?
Yeah, Dan will join us in studio at 7:30 today, too. So we'll get a chance to ask Dan Orlovsky about his personal experience as well.
Yeah,
it's...
I've never stepped out of the end zone, just personally. Yeah, good.
You've never been in the end zone.
What?
I'm just looking at... it's unbelievable, though, that Jimmy G happened to back out of the end zone knowing he should know the area where he's at, how deep the whole deal. But it happens, you know. I've never been happier.
Freedom! Dan Orlovsky, that is the best moment of his life outside of the day his kids were born, right? Look at that.
Well, at least he owns it. That's unlike the Broncos offense, they don't own a whole lot.
Stepbrothers.
His picture right here. Stepbrothers, and we're brothers.
Yeah, we are looking at a video in a picture on television, if you're listening to your cars, of Dan Orlovsky and Jimmy Garoppolo side by side in Step Brothers. So they took the faces out and replaced them with Dan.
Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly and replaced them with Dan and Jimmy Garoppolo for the movie Step Brothers. So the Broncos defense saves Russell Wilson, although Russell Wilson made some big plays at times in the game, but neither quarterback looked very good.
Yeah, no, at all. Russell, well, you can tell, I can tell that Russell Wilson isn't the same Russell Wilson as he was in Seattle with escapability. For whatever reason, he struggles to get away, and maybe he's being told, and I don't know this, he's being told something by Nathaniel Hackett and the offensive side of the ball for the Denver Broncos not to look to run as much because it seems like he's not the same guy with his legs.
So here's Russell Wilson on the atmosphere and how the team battled.
Well, you know, our offense really, we did a great job. And I think that we certainly got a lot to work on. And we're
God save the queen.
No, leave this man alone.
I'm just he's winning games. Russell Wilson. He did win the game. What,
it's
2-1?
It's ugly.
All right, here's Russell Wilson.
This atmosphere felt like a playoff atmosphere. You know, that's what we need. That's what it means a lot to us as players to obviously go up against a great team like that. We're still all learning each other. There's a whole new system and everything else. Everybody's coming together, but there's so much greatness in store, and I can't wait for it. But just watching our defense battle, just against a really good offense, and then giving us a chance, and everybody just believing in each other. That's what football is all about, you know, and it's about getting another win in that win column, and we were able to do that.
I think you often understand, too, why Aaron Rodgers was probably so enamored with Denver. It's because of that defense, right? The defense, 3 turnovers. The safety obviously put points on the board. That's how they won the game. But at the end of the day, Nathaniel Hackett bringing on Jerry Rosenberg, a guy who's been associate head coach. He's been with 3 different franchises. To keep him in the booth to kind of help, you know, boost this
offense. Smart move, Jay.
It's something that you have to do because the offense, it seems like, has the highest ceiling, but yet it's untapped.
Yeah, I say smart move, you give me a look, because you got a fall guy, Key. If it doesn't work out, he's got a fall guy.
Yeah, no, I don't know why Russell Wilson sounds just like Coach Carroll. Sounds just like Pete Carroll. I was like, he just sounds, his cadence, everything sounds like Coach Carroll at the end of a game. Just listen to Coach Carroll when you get a chance to. Mm-hmm. I think, though, look, the offense, Courtland Sutton and Russell Wilson certainly have a chemistry together. They figured out in a short period of time how to work together, and Russell knows how to get him the football. But the rest of the offense is just for Nathaniel Hackett to be getting a job as a wizard, play caller, offensive coordinator. It sure is different when you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers that's your player. Oh. You look like a genius, right?
Genius.
It's like, oh, but I just –
Okay, I was going to say, I talked to an assistant coach last night, and he was telling me that one of the hardest things to do is to be a head coach and the OC at the same time. It's like learning how to split those responsibilities, because sometimes your head could be locked into a play as an OC, but you forget to manage the entire game. And I think that's one of the challenges that Nathaniel Hackett is dealing with. Correct?
You know, a lot of coaches that will wear dual hats struggle, whether it's I am the personnel guy as well as the head coach. I may struggle in one of those areas. I may not be able to pick players, but I can coach. Or I'm an offensive coordinator. I'm going to call plays. I can't do it.
Yeah, I know you spoke to an assistant coach last night. I spoke to a GM that was me of my fantasy team. And I said, and you know what I told myself, Jay?
What?
Same thing I'm about to tell our audience. There's so much greatness in store.
There's so much greatness in store.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
So, guys, following a report from TMZ that she's been in discussions with the NFL and Roc Nation, Jay-Z, by the way, performing at the State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, for the Super Bowl, it is confirmed Rihanna is performing on the Super Bowl. How do we feel about that? Are we excited about it?
If yeah, I cared about cares? If I cared about Super Bowl halftime shows, that'd be good.
No, I'll watch Riri.
Yeah,
the same thing I did with the West Coast crew, Dr. Dre. Now,
yeah,
I'm tuning in to watch Riri perform at halftime.
But see, I feel like
she's already got a ridiculous catalog, by the way.
Oh, it's so ridiculous. Yeah, I'm going to watch her in a heartbeat.
It's just going to be hard to top what they did last year, though.
No, not with her.
Being in L.A. with Snoop, with Dre.
No, but this.
With all the cameo appearances.
That's for a lot of old heads, though. Like, Rihanna will hit more demos, I think.
Oh, all right.
More demos than who?
Than all the West Coast dudes who were
over 40 years old.
No.
Yeah.
It was record-breaking.
I'm sure, but Rihanna will appeal to a younger audience more than, you know.
What's young to you?
Rappers who are over 40.
Younger than Kendrick Lamar? Kendrick Lamar was there.
Well, that's true. I might take that back.
You mean like younger than you?
Yeah.
Like my age?
Yeah, or younger than Jay.
I mean,
my kids like Rihanna. They don't know about, like, you know,
it's a lot of
hip-hop
people that,
from 20
it's a lot
years
of people
ago,
that like Rihanna. That's why she's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people like her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She has broad appeal.
No question. Yeah, no question.
But I wasn't thinking it's true. Kendrick and there are a bunch of other people.
Yeah, they call her the Fenty Beauty Mogul. That's what they call Riri now.
Yeah,
it's a habit,
she's
man.
Got so many songs. Like, if you just think about an artist and think, is that a good song? Yes or no? Check, check, check. She's got so many of them. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know a bad one, to be
right.
honest with you.
Right, shit. Her worst song is pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be live. Yeah, I think it'd be live.
Oh, no, it's going to be live.
Do you care about the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yes.
I don't care at all.
I only care when it's somebody like Rihanna, Dr.
Right.
Dre,
right, yeah.
Prince.
Yeah, but even like, then, I'm like,
are we going to the Super Bowl this year?
I do.
Are we going to the Super Bowl?
I'm going, like I always say, whether you go or not, I'll be at the Super Bowl, whether you go or not.
Well, the pandemic shut down Radio Row for a while and all that.
Yeah, this year is different.
It might be, yeah.
It's in Arizona. Okay.
You should put the pressure on Justin.
Justin! Let's get this done.
Is it in the budget?
Him and Amanda and Dave Roberts, put the pressure on them.
Is it in the budget?
I don't know.
They can find it when they need to find it.
Yeah. We going to Monday Night Football tonight? I thought the Giants are right there. See if we can get a cab fare to Giants Stadium for the Cowboys.
They better win tonight.
What's the plan?
They better win tonight.
That's a good question.
They better win tonight.
I thought we were going.
They better win tonight.
I got.
We'll hitchhike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing any hitchhike.
I need them to win. I need them to cover.
We'll
I
just walk. Watched we'll take the
one point spread.
I just watched the
take the path train.
ID Network the other day. Somebody got picked up on the side of the road.
Yeah, you
never
love that.
Found them again.
No. Forensic stuff. Jesus.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I kind of hit my back, then I got up, and then my back kind of locked up on me.
Tua, a dog. They got dog all in his heart. True fighter, man.
And he's up to middle. Touchdown.
Got it. Fourth and goal. Josh takes the snap. Fires. Incomplete.
Oh, he had him wide open. He kicked it right off of the butt of Sherfield. The Bills down by 2 points.
McKenzie tackled him out with 7 seconds left.
We're not going to get this on.
3, 2, 1. It's over.
Get it done.
It's over. Miami wins it. 21-19.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax. ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. If you have it on your phone, you probably do. If not, go download it. It takes 5 seconds, and you take us with you wherever you go. You click more on the right lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there. So you got to work. It's supposed to be popping whatever you put in your ears, and take us with you. By the way, we're on ESPNU now. You can download the podcast. You can say, play ESPN. We pop up on your smart speakers. If you open your window, we'll talk loud enough. You can hear us outside your window. Everywhere. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. What's going on? Jay Key, what stood out to you this weekend? It's always a blur, the NFL, because there's so many great storylines. As you're watching, you go, that's the big story today. And then 15 other things happen that are big stories. No. What stood out to you, Jay?
No, there was a big story. It was hashtag Tua for president. I'm continuing to run this campaign. It's going to annoy Key, and I enjoy every single second of it.
It doesn't annoy me.
Yeah, just Tua for president.
That.
Yeah, that's fine. All I'm saying is, look, the Miami Dolphins got a win that they should have won. When the entire secondary is depleted for the Bills.
They snatched victory from the jaws of victory.
Yeah, the Bills' secondary is depleted. You got to win this game. You got to win this game at home. Right. And look, their defense is what won this game. They found a way to win all three of their games in different ways.
You dare insult Tua by saying the defense won the
game? No, I'm saying it's a complete.
The greatest quarterback who ever lived.
That was a nice throw to Waddle, though.
It was. I mean, look, when the Bills have had 90 offensive plays to Miami's 39, when time of possession, the Bills have 40 minutes compared to the Dolphins' 19 and 20. Come on, man. And look, Josh Allen should have made that touchdown pass to McKenzie. He was open. He missed it. Also, when it was trying to get out of bounds, McKenzie didn't go for the sidelines, which is – but I give their defense credit. They riled them. They keep them inside. They kept them in bounds. And it's lack of execution for the Bills. But the Dolphins found a way to win.
So many times when we do this, whoever goes first gets to take the biggest one. I agree. I think the biggest headline is
and
Dolphins
Tua
are
came back like Willis Reed after having the whole headed. Come on.
Dolphins are 3-0. And you know what, Pelt? You know how I talk about pelts you got on the wall? Tua got Bill Belichick, Lamar Jackson – and Josh Allen, so far on the wall.
It's a good thing.
That's a pretty good thing. What you got, Key? What stood out to you?
I'm going to look at the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, number one.
Ooh.
And I'm going to turn my focus to Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is ridiculous. And I hate to be that guy to say, well, I tried to tell you so. Well, I tried to tell you so. I tried to tell people in this sports arena, especially in football, that he is a good quarterback that is on his way to becoming something special. His accuracy, he doesn't have it. He's always had accuracy, damn it. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
stop saying things that's not true to set a narrative for you, right?
But Key, wasn't it true that what I saw was he consistently, until recently, wasn't seeing the middle of the field?
No, and now not true.
Really? Because I saw A.J. Brown wide open. He doesn't see him last year, too, before A.J. got there.
Not true at all. A play or two, I could pull out many quarterbacks in this league and been in this league.
To tell the story you want to tell.
I can tell the story I want to tell. Yeah. Tell it like you see it and not like you want it to be. Not you, Max.
I'm looking at you, but not you.
And a guy throws for 340 yards and three monies. That's touchdowns for those that want to know what monies are. The slant at the goal line to A.J. Brown. A lot of people were like, oh, that was a bad throw. No, it wasn't. He put it where only his guy could catch it on his back hip. As I always tell you, Max, remember the guy turns around. You have to turn your body to catch the ball
with
behind
your body,
you.
Not just your
and
hands.
And that's what A.J. Brown did, but he was able to put that and locate that spot. This whole narrative that they're going to get another quarterback, they can just won't stop it. I think it's over now. It has to be.
It feels like they're the most complete team in the NFL, doesn't it?
Oh, my God.
With the way they run the game, Sanders, Hurts, using their feet. Talk about on the outside, weapons. I mean, they are
the best team in the NFC.
Right
the best
now.
Team in the
and
NFC.
Nine sacks yesterday, man.
Through three games.
They're the best team in the NFL through three games.
Yeah, they could be. Yeah, between right them there. And the Dolphins.
Yeah, right.
No, I still think the Bills are there. I mean, if they're healthy.
Of course they are, but I'm not pushing them out of the way. I'm just saying when you
based
when
on
you
the results
it,
till yeah, right yesterday. Now, they yeah. Just, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think Philadelphia along with the Bills have had 12 great quarters,
yep.
so to speak. Yeah. Right? I mean, that's about right.
Yep.
Something like that.
I agree. By the only thing Jalen Hurts has to do now is continue. Like, now he's seeing the middle of the field. He's delivering the ball. He's doing everything he has to do. He just has to continue doing this consistently.
But here's what I would say, Buttercup. You got to think about it this way. His receivers a year ago were just learning how to play football in Devontae Smith as a professional, not what we saw at Alabama. Now what we're seeing is what we saw at Alabama from Devontae, right? I mean, he's showing us some stuff. You get A.J. Brown, a seasoned piece of meat. Ooh, he's seasoned.
He's so good.
And he's good. So anytime you can put the ball in the catch radius, those guys are going to get it. So that answers your question about accuracy. When I'm throwing a Jalen Rigger, hell, I'm going to look like a doorknob. That's the reality of it.
By the way, and this continues the trend in the NFL. You go get the quarterback, his receiver from college, and like every team is doing that now. It didn't used to happen that way. It happens that way now. I think it's smart. They have chemistry in college. Why not? You know what stood out to me, guys? The AFC West is under 500. Now, it's only 3 weeks in, but the whole division, where I thought maybe they have a chance for the first time ever to send every team to the playoffs. Four teams out of one. Never works that way. 5-7, under 500.
Well, that was what was supposed to happen last year in the NFC West.
Although three went from the NFC West.
No, but I understand, but it was supposed to be
same
four.
Thing.
Right? It was Russell Wilson always going, and the 49ers, and Jimmy G, and they got Jared Goff and old Mighty Mouse in Arizona. You know,
I mean, first bad as the Broncos look, they're sitting on top of the AFC West.
Could you imagine?
First bad as the Broncos look, they're on top of the Chiefs. And the Raiders,
Why are they on top of the Chiefs?
No, 2-1.
2-1. That's right. Yeah. They're right there. That's what I said.
Wait, have they played? No, they haven't played each other.
No, but they're probably, if they are listed above them, it's probably because it's the mathematical analytics stuff in there.
Could the Raiders wake up, though? Like, are they going to come to play?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to get to the Raiders a little
the
bit later.
Raiders.
Here's the question for right now, Jay, before we even get to the Raiders. Is there anything to see here with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes on the sideline?
No, I mean,
but
you...
here's the question, Key.
Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with Tyreek Hill? We're going to answer that. I want to know from you. Coming up, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Willem X. On ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and now on ESPNU. By the way, click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. You find us right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, you know what time it is? It is a good morning.
What's cracking?
I love this segment. Oh, it's called Key Observations, and it's brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today. See all the ways you can save. Key, what did you observe here in Week 3?
Well, first of all, I tried to tell you and Jay that the Jaguars were going to go into Los Angeles and take care of business against your Justin Herbert Chargers. And they did that. So
man,
I'm going
to – playing with no ribs.
They smacked that.
Yeah, but the Jags look good. Look, period. I thought it was a good game.
I understand that, but I don't think very many people felt like the Jags would be able to go into L.A. and take care of business because you still got the Urban Meyer effect in your brain based on the name of the Jaguars. They're not very good, Even though they're winning football games and they're playing inspired football, they went in – in Week 3 and unleash the can of you-know-what on the Los Angeles Chargers.
Hey, can you ever think that Jalen Hurts would be playing so well that people don't even notice that Trevor Lawrence is playing well? No one's even talking about it, really.
At least not yet. You just opened it up. People are going to start putting him in the MVP conversation now. are we got numbers here at number two? Or are we just going to roll?
Number two.
There we go.
There we go.
The Denver Broncos, we had a conversation at the top of the hour about the Denver Broncos and that offense. Where is the offense? Where's the investment? We gave up all these picks to bring in a quarterback like Russell Wilson to, I don't know, all of a sudden ignite this offense and Nathaniel Hackett. You remember when Mark Slarek was on this show in early spring and talked about this was not a Super Bowl team, even with Aaron Rodgers at the quarterback spot. Now look at the offense. The offense isn't, I mean, it's just basically a shell of himself. It's a baseball score, 11-10. It was 7-5 at the bottom of the third, right? I mean, like, that's how it was. And then all of a sudden, they got to play here, there, they score, boom, now they go up 11-10.
11-10.
I know.
That was
pretty wild.
Number three.
Now, here's an interesting one. Watching the Kansas City Chiefs game and Patrick Mahomes and his little dust up on the sidelines with Eric Bieniemy. Although it was Andy Reid that was calling the plays that made the decision, according to many people around the National Football League, Andy Reid is the play caller. So why are we worried about Eric Bieniemy and Patrick Mahomes if Andy Reid's the one screwing it up?
Oh, Andy Reid only gets the credit. When it goes wrong, it's Bieniemy.
Yes, that is correct. Right. Even though Andy Reid doesn't call the plays, but when it goes bad, it's all Eric Bieniemy, but when it was great, it's Andy Reid, yeah. Which is another conversation.
When it goes bad, he be the enemy.
They did leave 3 points on the table. They were trying to get in position to kick a field goal.
Yeah.
They lost by three.
Yeah, but yep.
Bad play calling, right?
My whole point is, I got your point.
I got you.
Is it Eric Bieniemy or is it Andy Reid? Because the individuals who call the games upstairs, so when you look at that sort of thing, is it because Eric Bieniemy's calling the plays and he's doing a poor job? Is it Andy Reid who screwed it up?
No, or is it
them missing Tyreek Hill? Is it the fact that Tyreek Hill is not there for them to have an explosive offense, Jay? I don't know what it is. Their offense looked good up until yesterday. Every single game that they played, they looked phenomenal. Didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, I think what you said is right. If you want to know who's really calling the plays, who did Mahomes get mad at when he didn't like the play call? Bieniemy. That tells you what you need to know. Bieniemy's making decisions.
At least that's what I think.
That's what it looked like.
But in the end, look, the Indianapolis Colts, I thought the game was going to get out of get out the way.
Get out of hand.
Get out of hand. 2 hours of sleep.
Two and a hook.
I thought it was gonna get out of hand, but it didn't. Because Matt Ryan was giving him every opportunity, turning the ball over.
But dog, like the Chris Jones taunting call, like he they get the ball back. Like the game, so there's the Travis Kelce miscatch. I mean, the penalties that happened. There was so much other stuff. It felt like the Chiefs just didn't come ready to play. It has these games sometimes where it's just not there for
them. I think Kansas City in the past has struggled for whatever that's worth in Indianapolis.
Yeah, what is
different
that about?
Different team. I don't know. It's just it happens that way.
No Harrison Buckner too, man.
You know what? Everything. Sometimes hurts. You got to get all the bad juju out in one game. There's like a lot of things went wrong for that. For the Chiefs to lose that game.
Muff
you know
punt?
What I mean?
Yep. Juju. Juju Smith-Schuster?
Yeah, sure. Bad mojo, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
When it's good, it's
Max.
Mojo. When it's bad, it's juju, right?
Oh, God, Max, stop.
Number four,
man. Jimmy Garoppolo, welcome to the Dan Orlovsky Club. Hey, this is a perfect world for Dan Orlovsky, right?
I love it.
He now has another guy.
Freedom!
Another guy that stepped out the back of the damn end zone. So he could share that with him.
And a famous quarterback, too, yeah.
Well, both of them were famous at their time. I mean, look, I would say this one is probably a little more egregious than Dan Orlovsky's was because Dan was being chased by Jared Allen. And if I was you, I would have ran, too.
Yep.
But, you know, and Dan's trying to get out he's like, I mean, I got to get the hell out the way. Oh, wait a minute, though. That one might be.
I don't know. Dan may still win the contest when it's all said and done.
Yeah, but what's he look?
He way out of bounds.
He took a lot of steps.
His ass is behind the field goal.
But the great thing about it is you can always laugh at yourself at those moments in these situations because the Detroit Lions were a bad football team. It was like the Bad News Bears. They just couldn't do anything right at that point in time.
Winless.
And a winless type team. Where the San Francisco 49ers and Jimmy G, he's supposed to be the savior because Trey Lance got hurt, but then he steps out the back of the end zone. His awareness at that moment in time, you should know. Your clock has to go off in your head to know, hey, I'm a little deeper than what I should be. I got to be careful here on the back end line.
Lost the game.
Yeah. And another thing that you want to do in those situations, you want to get the quarterback out on the perimeter. So I would like for my quarterback to get out on the perimeter on a move so we can put the ball on the sidelines and not over the middle of the field.
Hey, Kim will tell you something. Watching Trey Lance move compared to watching Jimmy G move, two different things, man.
Two different things.
I threw Jimmy G out there looking like an ice tray, just stiff as hell.
Poor Dan.
What else you got,
Key?
Number five.
And number five. The winless Raiders. The Raiders. Yeah, I don't know about this situation with the Raiders. And I know a lot of people, when you start to lose games, the first thing people do is they point and look at the quarterback situation. And they say to themselves, well, they're losing because of the quarterback. The Raiders aren't losing because of Derek Carr. They're not. Look, perfect strike to Waller over the middle on a stop route. Goes right through his hands for the interception.
If you hit a receiver in the hands, it's not on you.
That's not on Derek Carr. It's not on Derek Carr. You know, it's just – but he may be in one of those situations in his career where it's time to start to think about maybe a change of scenery for whatever reason will help his career out if he gets to the right place in the right system with the right team because that Raider mystique thing that hovers over that organization, he's a part of. And it makes it seem like – he's not a good quarterback, and that's not true at all.
Do you think, I hate to ask, but do you think he's one of those Parcell observations, nothing good ever happens for that guy? Because as you just pointed out, you hit a target in the hands. That's not on you.
That's not on him.
Is nothing good ever happen for this guy?
Yeah, well, you point to something that's a little bit true when you look at it. He is on his way to becoming an MVP potentially. He breaks his leg, right? He at the end of the year that year they go to Houston to play the Texans. He's not on the team. He's on IR. He's done. But all the way up until that point, he leads them to the playoffs. He snaps his leg. He misses the games. He doesn't get the numbers, so therefore he won't get the votes. You look at the situation that he had to go through. How long ago? A year ago. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's been forever, but a year ago. He's got to take the team and put it on his back and be the guy who stands up because of the midst of the Henry Ruggs situation, the midst of his embarrassed coach in John Gruden. He's got to deal with all of those sort
and
of things.
Kept the team together, as, the team together. As not a losing team. Yep.
But nothing good happened out of the situation. They lose in the playoffs under Rich Bisaccia when they get there. It's just like nothing good happens. That's why I say maybe he's one of those guys that if you are the Seattle Seahawks, for instance.
The Colts.
A year from now. I don't want the Colts to do it. The Colts got to go young. They got to go young. They just got to draft.
That old
they got to draft a guy and just call it a day.
So is it only Derek Carr? Because like I'm watching Raiders games thinking a lot about Rich Bisaccia. And I'm wondering if the team felt like they played differently for him. Now, I don't know if it was a byproduct of everything that happened with Gruden and obviously him taking over the reins and them wanting to back him and make him the head coach. But it just like I don't know where Chandler Jones is. Like, where's Chandler Jones on defense? I know Max Crosby. I know he's there. Like, even Josh Jacobs, he's in a contract year. And they haven't been able to get the run game going, so everything falls on the shoulders of Derek Carr. And I think that's what makes it difficult.
Bad line, bad secondary, right? See, that's killing them.
But sometimes in the National Football League, and even in basketball, and I'm sure you can attest to this, Jay, is that owners in management, the leaders of organizations, they get it wrong because you got the guy –
Right there.
And then all of a sudden, you just, for whatever reason, you decide that you're going to listen to somebody at one of these damn owner meetings and make a decision. Oh, yeah, I don't really want to hire that guy. It's like, well, wait a minute, man. You got Rich Bisaccia right here.
Team responded to him.
You have to look at the situation and the circumstances that one was in when he helped your team get to a different level. Okay? First time head coach. And look, I like Josh McDaniels. I'm not saying they made a mistake in hiring.
Yeah,
nothing
it
like
could
that.
Work out for him.
It could work out. But when you got a guy like Rich Bisaccia right there and you're in a situation, now, mind you, first time head coach, first time situation, taking over a team that's struggling on all sorts
it's
of
in
fronts.
In shambles.
And now you all of a sudden got him wielding your team to the playoffs. Matter of fact, one would argue, I like the way that sounds. One would argue. It sounds like I'm testifying or something. But they could have beat the Cincinnati Bengals in the playoffs and been that team that played the Rams in the Super Bowl.
You know,
you do understand that, right?
I'm thinking of basketball because I'm thinking of two examples, both Pat Riley disciples. Jeff Van Gundy was supposed to be an interim coach. The team responded. They left him alone. That was a smart move. And obviously, Spoelstra, everyone's like, well, when are they going to get a real coach? No, Spoelstra's a real coach.
But you have to leave him alone.
Look at the way the team responds. Exactly. These guys wind up in the Hall of Fame.
You allow a guy like Rich Bisaccia to get to the offseason, evaluate who he wants on his staff and who wants to replace, bring in a new coach here, there, because those were Gruden guys. I don't want to deal with them. I want my own guys. And then you just go from there. But the Raiders, for whatever reason, put themselves in such a bad situation.
That's what I'm saying, man. Just, look, 5-point loss to the Chargers, the Cardinals, I get it, the fumble at the end of the game, and then the Titans, 2-point loss. When the games are so close, man, like that comes down to coaching to a degree.
Here's the question. Let's get it back to Derek Carr. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Let's get it back to Derek Carr. The Raiders are winless, and Derek Carr, throughout his career, he's been all over the spectrum in terms of how we perceive him. Oh, my God, he's the best young quarterback this side of, say, Andrew Luck at the time, right? Something like that. And then he wanted to fight me because I said I thought it looked like he quit on the team, which I shouldn't have said. He was right to be angry about that because clearly he had not, and I was mistaken, although I admit it, I wasn't watching much Raiders at the time. But, you know, like the idea was like, oh, he's not any good. And then Key, the whole time you were going, no, he's good. But the question is, how good? Like, he checks every box. Every box you want from a quarterback, he checks. But the question is, at what level does he check them, right? Is Carr elite? What is the ceiling for a Derek Carr-led team? Can he lead his team to a Super Bowl?
I don't know. Can he lead his team, meaning the Raiders
or a team? No, a team.
I believe so. Mm-hmm. He has to – certain players got to be in – everything's got to be right in the right situation. You know, if you put him in the right situation, this is his third head coach. Fourth head coach since he's been in the league. The poor guy's only been in the league, 8 years or something, 9 years?
A lot of turnover.
A lot of turnover.
And a major injury.
He went from Jack Del Rio
Jay, you say it's fool's gold? Is that what you're saying? It's fool's gold?
No, I'm just saying, I love this hypothetical question. Like, if Charles Barkley were in the right situation, could he win a championship? He never did, though. He never did. So, like, I don't know that
Was Charles ever in the right situation, though?
I mean, Charles has gotten close.
No, the wrong situation was he played alongside Michael Jordan. That's the problem. He played in a league with Michael Jordan.
But all I'm saying is a lot depends upon what team you can go to, and that doesn't always happen. I don't know if Derek Carr will ever find the right situation.
But what I'm asking is your eyes lit up as Key was talking.
No, because my thing is I look for, when I think of elite quarterbacks, I think guys that could take somewhat marginal teams and it makes it different. It makes it very different. Like,
but you're not going to – but, Jay, you're only going to get –
But even
Three
if it's lightning,
dudes
even
like
if
that.
It's lightning in a bottle, Joe Burrow did it last year. Lightning in a bottle, but it was like, okay.
Oh, you think Joe Burrow's done this year? He's not done.
Well, I'm not even going down that rabbit hole. See,
here
I see
the
squirrel. Squirrel. I didn't mean to tell you. Jeez,
hey, but
I
this,
say
wait,
the name,
Jay,
the
I have a, I understand what you're saying about how he's not elite because there's an extra dimension to an elite.
Yes.
But there's another question I have.
There's only three guys that you could point to that. Who you yes, guys take this
that's what elite?
Means. You guys take this elite.
Lamar's elite,
and is only three guys.
Mahomes,
Lamar,
Rogers.
Aaron Rodgers,
three guys.
Yeah, but Herbert's going to be there shortly.
But Herbert's going to be there shortly.
All right, so
he's not.
So even if, all right. So even if those are say you have three or four elites, where's Derek Carr then?
He's
not. You tell me he's top 10?
No, but wait, Jay, I have another question.
Yeah, he's not top 10.
Top 10-ish quarterback.
Jay, is he
on the back end, on the outside of 10?
Is he fool's gold? What I mean by that is some guys are dressed up with everything that you want to the point where you believe in them. And those kind of players sometimes can be dangerous because the tantalizing. It's always like, yes, he can get us there. But ultimately, he's not quite good enough. And you can spend a lot of years finding that out. Is that Derek Carr?
I mean, I want to believe in Derek Carr, the weapons he has around him. I mean, look at the weapons this dude has around him. I mean, from Adams to
Waller.
Waller.
Renfro didn't play yesterday.
Renfro didn't play yesterday. But I'm saying, so the weapons, what other than first-year head coach, other excuses do we have?
The other question's interesting because that's the game we're about to play. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect the stuff you love with renter's insurance. Visit progressive.com.
This or that.
Oh, we're playing Ooh. This or that. Matter of fact,
Who's the black sheep?
It's Derek Carr versus other QBs. Such a great song. Engine
number nine.
All right.
On the New York Transit line. If my train falls off the track,
pick it up.
We're back on the scene. Crispy and clean. You can drive it. Oh, okay.
Can't intervene. All right, listen. This or that quarterback, Derek Carr versus the other quarterbacks. Are you taking Derek Carr over these quarterbacks? Jay, this gets right to the heart of the issue. Carr, let's start with quarterback everyone seems to think is very good and I think is fine. I think is slightly overrated.
I think it's fine.
Carr versus Kirk Cousins. I think that's an interesting one, Key. Who do you like?
It's kind of somewhat this year.
Who do you
Why
want?
Your eyebrows
Keyshawn
roll up
Johnson
like that?
Keyshawn Johnson just purchased a team, and you can choose. And there, it's a good team.
He's gonna say
and
neither.
You can choose either.
I'm
quarterback.
I'm gonna take Derek Carr.
I'm gonna take
Derek Carr in this situation. I like Carr. I know you guys always want to tease me about Derek Carr, whatever the situation is. Derek Carr is a really good quarterback, man.
Really good.
He's
or good.
He's a really good quarterback.
Jay,
he's really good. Me.
Who are you taking?
I'm taking Carr. I'm not taking.
Well, I am taking
Kirk?
Derek Carr.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
Derek Carr. I like.
He's
the answer. I think Derek Carr belongs in a group of you have that guy. You're not looking anymore. You got a quarterback. I don't know. Kirk Cousins is not that for me. But okay, are you taking Derek Carr or Tua Tagovailoa? Keyshawn Johnson.
This year?
Just the fact that he's pausing and he's thinking through it. We're winning. Fins up.
Based on the heat over the last three games that he's come with, he's done some stuff in the end to help his team win. Where Derek Carr hasn't done some things in the end. But we're only talking about three games. After that, I got to continue to evaluate him.
But Key will change you know, his opinion based on the facts.
The facts are, for the first 3 weeks, he's played better football all the way around than Derek Carr. So I've got to take Tua for the first 3 weeks.
I rest my case.
Doesn't mean doesn't mean
see the back caveat
16,
he has to add.
Keyshawn Johnson,
we're asking right now.
Keyshawn Johnson,
three games,
oh, wait,
not.
Keyshawn Johnson just bought a team. It's a solid, good team, ready to compete. You have your choice of quarterback.
I'm taking Derek Carr.
Derek Carr over Tua. That's the answer. Yeah, but the fact that he did Carr. have to go through that means
he talked
that Tua's
himself
come a long
finally
way.
There at
what
the
about
end,
you?
Yeah.
Who are you
I'm
taking?
I'm going
here?
Tua.
Taking, talking myself in the ear out of
watched
anything,
the process.
Jason.
It happened right in front of my eyes.
No,
Keyshawn
I have
Joseph?
To make sure. First
guys,
all,
I want to get this one in. I want to get this one in.
Yeah.
Because to start the season, Key said
yes
that Russell Wilson was the worst quarterback in the AFC
yes.
West. Are you taking
I'm
Carr
taking
or
Derek
Russell Wilson?
Carr.
Russell Wilson.
Yes. Derek Carr's right now better than Russell Wilson.
There's so much greatness in store.
Jay, with so much greatness in store for Russell Wilson, are you still taking Derek Carr or Russell Wilson?
I'm taking Russell Wilson.
I am also taking Russell Wilson. He made a couple plays in that game late in the game that really did help them win the game.
Yeah, and that may be the case with Carr. He can't finish the games the way you want him to sometimes. But when you look at interceptions, yeah, he threw three in week one against the Chargers. But that one yesterday against Tennessee, that's a touchdown. If Waller is catch the damn football, instead of looking at the linebacker pushing to you, you catch the football.
If it's in the hands, you can catch it. If it's in your hands, you can catch it.
How perfect do you want the damn ball to be thrown to you? They just gave him a truckload of money.
I mean,
catch Kawhi the
Leonard
damn football.
Kawhi Leonard never makes that shot. The Philadelphia 76ers in the world championship. But, you know, this is what happens.
Let's slip this one in. Carr or Kyler Murray?
Carr, man.
What do you think, Jay?
Carr.
It's leadership, size,
Carr,
and everything versus.
Carr.
You know, I'm taking Kyler Murray. I'm taking Kyler Murray, and I'll tell you why.
And you led with leadership?
I'll tell you why. He does not. Carr has a lot of the intangibles he's shown recently that Kyler has yet to show. Kyler is differently talented than most guys. He's a little guy. It's true.
But don't. I like things a certain way. I don't want to
size
brain
matters.
Wrestle with myself trying to figure out how to run an offense around Kyler Murray. I don't want to do that.
All right, so he is
small.
Still very high on Carr.
Is he too small? He's not. It depends on what I want to do with him.
Yeah.
I mean, he can absolutely rip it, but I just I don't know. I need to be able to see him. I'm running around. I need to be able to see the dude.
Well, get to where he can see you. Remember, that's what Tua said.
That's what Tua said.
Get
it's
to where he
out.
Can see you.
It's too much work.
All right. Here's the next question, guys. Has Tampa Bay's offense become a real concern with that banged up line and Tom Brady 150 years old? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.